Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing smartphones ship a billion, but usage becomes simpler. Let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, about 400 million smartphones of the near 2 billion base of smartphones will rarely or never be used to access the internet.
But Paul, they're smartphones. That's what they do. Why would somebody buy a smartphone without intending to use it for its what intended purpose of data?
Well, there's a couple of factors around that. One of them is that nowadays in developed countries it's becoming ever harder to actually find a phone which isn't a smartphone. It's becoming the default format. So sometimes people just end up with one because there is nothing else to buy. And secondly, there's hundreds of millions of smartphones which are trickling down and up to different generations. So parents give them to teenagers or to their parents to use. And they may gratefully receive those phones, but they may not want to, might not be able to afford to use those phones for data.
I got it. So I've got the phone. I didn't have a choice. There it is. But why not connected to, the money is usually not that much extra. I love the data features of my phone. Why would anybody not bother using them once you've got that smartphone?
Well, the money may not seem that great for some households, but in a lot of households, it's likely that we'll see a growing penetration of smartphones, but not necessarily a growing penetration of data plans. So if you imagine teenagers, can they afford to spend that money? And so what they'll probably do is perhaps connect their phones via Wi-Fi, or else they may just use them as MP3 players or as games players. And then for older users, they may just not feel familiar with data, or they might be worried about data plans and about bill shock.
Now, I'm picturing a boardroom at a phone company, a carrier, saying, we've got 400 million people who have smartphones but aren't using data plans. Should they be targeting that group to try to encourage them to use more data?
They should certainly be working at how best to target them. Now, for some people, even with very high-end smartphones which they bought themselves, they may never just want to use data. So they may want the latest phone, and the latest phone comes with a wide range of data services, and all they want to do is make calls and send texts on them. But for the many others, and it could be hundreds of millions of users, what they may be looking for is simply a tariff which meets what they want. So they don't want all you can eat. They want to just tip their toe into the water and try out data services at a price they know they will be paying.
So in 2013, we may have almost one in five smartphones worldwide not being regularly used to access data. Carriers can look at that and try to increase that number, and that will probably happen. But at the end of the day, there's probably going to always be some number of smartphone users who just don't want them as data devices and are perfectly happy making phone calls and sending messages.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.